You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 4, verse 25, and Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. You will notice that in chapter 4 of Matthew, verse 25, great multitude of people followed him. And I thought for Jesus, he would consider it a success and build a big auditorium around those multitudes. But what he did was quite surprising. He went to the mountain. He went to a place where the multitude would not come. And his disciples followed him. You need to understand that the multitude were interested in the gift of Jesus. They were not interested in Jesus. The disciples were interested in Jesus. There's a difference between the two. And God is looking for those who are interested in him, not simply in what he can give. The crowd, the multitude, it's not as if they loved Jesus. They simply loved the gift. They simply loved the benefit. They loved the healing, but they were not interested in Jesus. But the disciples, on the other hand, were interested in Jesus. They were ready to give up their life, to give up everything to please Jesus. They were ready to give up everything to be with the Master. They were ready to give up everything to obey Jesus, but not so with the crowd. The crowd just wanted the gift. And as they did to Jesus, you must understand we even also experience same. There are people who will be interested in your gift, but they are never interested in you. Don't make the mistake of thinking that it is you they love. You know, and as preachers of the gospel, ministers of the gospel, it is an area you must watch out for. Don't take people's love for your gift to mean it is love for you. And generally in life, you will see a lot of people who will be interested in what you give. If you are somebody that gives money, that gives material things, that gives opportunity and so on, you will see people flock around you. Don't take that to mean they love you. That's why when in developing countries, for example, when a politician is in office, he has crowds. Always there are people around him in the office, at home. The moment his tenure is over and another person comes in, suddenly he becomes lonely. He does not see those crowds around him again. They were not interested in him. They were simply interested in his gift. And then, you know, the family, his family, those ones, they will be interested in him. But what a lot of people do is that they neglect their family when they have crowds around them. Even ministers of the gospel, they do the same. They give attention to the crowd, to all the people coming at the expense of their own family. What they don't know is that their family, they genuinely love them. They are interested in them. But the crowd, they are simply interested in your gift and in your giftings. And that's why if you fall, if you make a mistake, the crowd will run away. But your family, they will stick with you. However, the real importance I want you to see in this passage is that we must be interested in Jesus. There is a false Christianity that has been sold to us, which is the Christianity of gifts, in which people are simply interested in things. That's why you see even ministers, they name their ministry after miracles. Something miracle ministry, that miracle, that deliverance ministry, that this ministry. It's really not about Jesus. The focus is not about bringing people into the knowledge of Jesus. They are just trying to tell people that they have gift. They can give them gift. But what Jesus is looking for, as you will see, are men interested in him, not men interested in what he can give. There was a time they took a boat and followed Jesus, and they were searching for him. And Jesus said, "Why do you seek for the meat that perishes?" They were looking for gift. They were looking for what he could give. They were not interested in Jesus. But the disciples, they laid down their lives and they followed Jesus. They gave up everything for Jesus, not for his gift, not for his miracles, but for him. They followed him. Are you a follower of Jesus or are you seeking gift? May God give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us at info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.